Top story this hour. A 10-year-old boy has died in a Redbird area of Dallas. His death may be heat-related. KRLD's Emily Trube has more live from the scene. Emily?
The boy started feeling bad on Sunday. He was hot and lethargic, and the family called 911 early this morning. The boy died at the hospital. Investigators say it does not look like the boy was abused.
An excessive heat warning in effect, as you've been hearing already, and that goes through Thursday. It starts actually in about 50 minutes. But what it means is the afternoon highs will be at least 105. With the humidity factored in, it'll feel closer to 110. And fortunately, the humidity isn't going to be worse, or we could be looking at heat index values of 115 or so. But the dew points are going to be low enough that the heat-humidity combination won't be as bad as it could be. Nonetheless, it's going to be dangerous. The overnights are also going to be quite warm. So after a high of 107 today, we cool off to only 83 overnight. And then I have 108 in the forecast for Tuesday and Wednesday, and really not cooling off much by Friday. That's the coolest of the forecast. And it's still 105. Very hot out there this hour. The current temperature is 87 degrees.
Let's talk about this. Yeah. Is this high pressure ridge we keep hearing about? That's the cause of this. What's it going to take to break that apart?
Well, one problem that we're seeing this week, Mike, is that it's anchored right on top of us.
All news, all day. News Radio 1080 KRLD.
It's 1220. I'm Scott Braddock. And speaking of the heat, it has turned deadly in Dallas County for sure. And joining me right now live is Zach Thompson. He is the director of the Dallas County Health Department. Zach, tell us, what's the latest? We're hearing about several deaths.
Right now, Dallas County Health and Human Services reported 9 heat-related deaths in Dallas County. We're real concerned going into this extreme heat condition we're facing. So we're asking Dallas County residents to take precaution, drink plenty of water, check on your neighbors. I think that's the paramount issue right now. Check on your neighbor. Make sure that they have working AC units. Definitely don't leave any children or pets in hot cars. But the key is we're going into extreme heat conditions, and it's important that we really check on our neighbors and make sure that they're okay. I think there might have been 2 cases where they had an AC unit, but they didn't have it on because they couldn't afford the electric bill.
That is our top story, this crazy heat. We could be 109 by Thursday afternoon, and the death toll is rising from the heat, and it's getting harder and harder to keep your lawn green with the brutal temperatures, too. KRLD's got team coverage for you, and we start with more on the excessive heat warning. CBS 11 Chief Meteorologist Larry Mowry says the warning from the National Weather Service is rare.
That means the heat index values, what it feels like outside, will be above 110 degrees each and every afternoon, and our morning lows will stay above 80 degrees as well.
Meanwhile, air conditioners running overtime, and that's really giving the state's power grid a workout. KRLD's Matt Thomas has that.
The Electric Reliability Council of Texas is in the thick of its peak demand right now, prompting the grid operator to urge conservation.
The air conditioning is your big user, and to the extent you can turn that thermostat up, we recommend about 78 or a little higher as long as you're relatively comfortable.
And KRLD's Barbara Schwartz says the heat proves deadly in North Texas again.
There have been 9 heat-related deaths in Dallas County this year and 1 in Tarrant County. 2 of those Dallas County residents had working air conditioners but didn't turn them on because they couldn't afford the electric bill. Reports the state is withholding millions for just that kind of assistance upsets County Health Director Zach Thompson.
I'm real concerned about that. That we should not be balancing the budget on the backs of low-income individuals. And we definitely need those funds reinstated so we can assist low-income residents throughout Texas.
Now, if you're one of those that's in the North Texas Municipal Water District, new restrictions start today. The district moving to Stage 2.
The key water management strategies in Stage 2 will be a 5% reduction goal as compared to the 2% that was in Stage 1. And the limiting to outdoor watering to twice per week.
Denise Hickey with the Water District says, of course, you can blame the lack of rain and hot weather for depleting the water supply.
So how do you take care of your lawn these days?
If you can only use the sprinkler system 2 days a week, you've got to use it wisely. And that may mean several times in the morning and the evening.
If you water with the regular sprinkler system, if you water much above for regular pop-up sprays, more than 10, 15 minutes, you can have a tremendous amount of runoff.
So you think it's been hot? Today, we'll put everything else to shame. 107 is the forecasted high. KRLD's Emily Trube has more in a live report from Dallas. Emily?
We are now under that excessive heat warning. National Weather Service meteorologist Jesse Moore says while the temperature will be at 107, as you said, it's going to feel like It's 110.
I would say this is on the extremes of conditions.
CBSDFW.com wants to help you beat the heat. You can find out how. Go to the homepage, CBSDFW.com.
Yeah, more than 100 degrees outside, a lot hotter than that, inside a stifling SUV. And four Dallas kids were left alone in one yesterday.
It's sad. It's hurtful and sad.
Witnesses recall how the four children, the youngest just a baby, the oldest only about five, were in a bad way.
Lost the energy, about to pass out.
The SUV was parked outside a blood plasma donation center in Pleasant Grove yesterday. The children were rescued, given water, put in the air conditioning, and rushed to the hospital.
But that excessive heat warning is still on, will be through sundown on Thursday. And this excessive heat is turning deadly in North Texas. According to Dallas County health officials, nine people have died because of heat-related problems. One person has died in Tarrant County, and now Collin County may also have a heat-related death. A football coach in Plano died after walking off the practice field yesterday afternoon. KRLD's Emily Troop joins us live with more on that. Emily?
Preston Wood Christian Academy's defensive coordinator, Mike McLean, collapsed and died after afternoon practice yesterday. It was the team's second practice of the day. The temperature was well over 100 degrees. Details about McLean's death have not been released, but it's being assumed that the heat was a factor. Hundreds of his colleagues and young people he's coached and taught over the years gathered at Preston Wood Christian Academy last night for an impromptu prayer vigil.
Brickle grid manager in Texas, meanwhile, wants us to cool it on electric use during this record heat wave. It's because it's causing record demand. We set a new statewide record for energy use yesterday evening, late in the afternoon, early evening. Terry Hadley with the PUC says that everyone needs to conserve energy when possible in order to avoid brown and blackouts.
We still have enough reserve, but you want to be careful.
Now, Six Flags Over Texas shut down some rides yesterday in order to save power, including the Mr. Freeze roller coaster. Now, that's one of the highest energy users there at the park. It requires nearly 2.5 million watts of electricity just to launch that thing.
Some North Texans eligible for a free air conditioning unit, a wall unit, if they can't afford one. But they may have to wait in line behind people who don't need one.
Good morning, Dallas County. Could you hold for me, please?
The Dallas County Call Center is swamped with calls from people who want air conditioners who already have one. Dallas County Health Department Director Zach Thompson is appalled.
And when people are calling that hotline number who clearly are just trying to get a freebie, I'm saying don't call.
And a lot of cooling stations set up throughout the Dallas-Fort Worth area, 15 alone from the Salvation Army. You can find the locations of all of those on our website, CBSDFW.com.
Now, the extreme heat is taking a toll on tires in North Texas.
During the summer, the Dallas County Sheriff's Department usually has its courtesy patrol helping drivers with engine problems stuck on the side of freeways. But this year, Guy Chamberlain with the patrol says they are seeing lots more chunks of tire out there due to the extreme heat.
If you don't pay attention to your tire pressure, these 18-wheelers, it exacerbates the problem. So, you got to keep your eye on the tire pressure.
It is our top story. After another day of triple-digit heat, ERCOT enacts a Stage 2 warning, meaning rolling blackouts could be on the horizon. KRLD's Austin York says we're now in the peak hour for electric usage.
Donnie Roark with ERCOT says we are closer than we were yesterday to the blackouts, but hopes that triggering Level 2 will help.
We can drop interruptible loads. Those are large customers that are paid to be dropped in an emergency situation, and that frees up extra capacity once we drop that load.
She says if that doesn't work, expect to see what she calls rotating outages, which have never been called for during the summer before.
Mourners paid final respects today to Preston Wood Christian Academy coach and teacher Wade McLean. He died of heat and a heart condition this week.
Well, if you're looking for some answers,
hundreds remembered Wade McLean as a family man and uplifting teacher and coach who held tightly to his religious values.
35,000 people turned out at Fair Park for the mayor's back-to-school fair, and Dallas Fire Rescue says despite the incredible heat, they only treated two people for heat-related issues. Another seven people had to be treated for other medical problems. Folks stood in line in the heat for hours to get free school supplies and medical checkups. Mayor Mike Rawlings says there is great need.
80% of Dallas Independent School District's folks are in free lunch program. And so these are the folks that we want to make sure they're healthy and they've got the school supplies they need.
Okay, we're now in the most severe drought Texas has ever faced, and forecasters say it's only likely to get worse.
Blame the apparent return of La Nina.
More often than not, when we have La Nina conditions existing in the Central Pacific Ocean there along the equator,
We in North Texas tend to have drier than normal weather during the fall, winter, and springtime.
Victor Murphy with the National Weather Service says we had a La Nina last winter, and the odds of a repeat are pretty good. In fact, we had multiple La Ninas back in the 1950s during that terrible drought. He also thinks we've got a great shot at breaking the 1980 record of 42 days of triple-digit heat. Barbara Schwartz, News Radio 1080, KRLD.
Well, the drought is having a huge impact on farmers here in Texas, as well as the food they grow.
We're hopeful that other regions of the country will have bumper crops to offset our losses.
Texas Ag Commissioner Todd Staples says farmers are suffering billions of dollars in losses, and he says both the cotton and corn crops are just devastated.
KRLD's Emily Troub is here with us again live to talk about that. Emily, good morning.
Good morning. ERCOT did not have to do those widespread residential rolling blackouts yesterday, but some big industrial and commercial users were shut down. Those companies have an agreement with the grid operator for brief shutdowns when needed. Bell Helicopter in Fort Worth was one of them.
We have testing equipment that has motors on it that's 1,000 horsepower. And what we do is we back that off and just test another day.
Citigroup also shut down. Terry Hadley with the PUC says that may need to happen again today.
Then again, 108, the forecast high today. That was our high yesterday. It was a new record, 112 for the heat index. A lot of communities are talking about watering restrictions now. A stage 5 watering restriction is in effect in one town in Parker County, in fact.
The town of Willow Park had been on stage 4 restrictions, which meant residents were allowed to water their lawns only once a week between 4 and 9 in the morning. But after a series of water main breaks, the city was forced to implement stage 5 restrictions, which bans outdoor watering altogether. Some residents have complained that newly planted trees and once plush yards are struggling to stay alive. Those with personal water wells can water without restrictions. Restrictions will stay in place until further notice.
Our top story, wildfires in Palo Pinto County.
Yeah, those fires back in April were devastating enough, and now it's happening all over again near Possum Kingdom Lake. A huge wildfire that erupted yesterday afternoon, still uncontained. KRLD's LP Phillips is there. He joins us live with the very latest right now. LP?
And Mike, kind of a rugged terrain here. A lot of hills, a lot of brush. Very sparsely populated. The sun is not quite coming up, but you can just start to see the beginnings of daybreak, and they are going to get no help.
I'm KRLD's Emily Troub. This area was really just recovering from the wildfires that hit just a few months ago, and now they're being evacuated again.
I don't think I have my head around it yet. It's just unbelievable, and I don't know. Just can't believe it.
That woman, Linda, and her husband, Paul Jackson, got out of their home in time, but they've lost everything.
Sick that we didn't get the pictures, you know, of our folks and things like that. And just things like that, you know, that we didn't have time to get.
In all, 20 homes have been destroyed. The massive fire is still raging this morning. It has grown to 3,500 acres since yesterday afternoon, 0% contained. And 125 homes that didn't see fire a few months ago now in danger of being destroyed. Plus, the charred areas from the earlier fires could be burned once again. Reporting live, Emily Troub, News Radio 1080 KRLD.
They are on the ground and in the air. Firefighters working against flames that are fueled by dry brush and fanned by increasing winds. Columns of smoke are now visible where none could be seen this morning. John Nichols of the Texas Forest Service says everyone who can be used is somewhere near those flames.
There's about 35 volunteer fire department folks and about 100 Texas Forest Service folks.
Sheriff Ira Mercer says the cause is still under investigation.
Man-made is one of the possibilities, but not an intentional arson or anything like that.
The sheriff says after the spring fires, it didn't take much convincing to get people to evacuate. At Possum Kingdom Lake, LP Phillips News Radio 1080 KRLD.